This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Considered one of Pittsburgh's first suburban neighborhoods, Shadyside has retained its tree-lined charm for more than 150 years. As the region's population and need for improved transportation grew in the 1860s, the Pennsylvania Railroad constructed a new train station a few miles east of downtown Pittsburgh. With a multitude of trees and shady lanes in the area, the train station became known as Shadyside. Bordered by East Liberty, Bloomfield, Friendship, Squirrel Hill, and Oakland, the Shadyside community consists of less than 1 square mile of land. Originally dominated by large farms, the area quickly attracted influential residents and industrialists who sought an escape from the smoke, hustle, and bustle of downtown. By the turn of the century, the Fifth Avenue corridor became known as Millionaire's Row, home to the Mellons, Hillmans, and other prominent families. As the population expanded in the early 20th century, additional housing, shopping, and commerce emerged in the area, including the Ford Motor Company assembly plant on Baum Boulevard. By the 1920s, Shadyside featured a mix of housing options, ranging from Victorian mansions to modern apartment buildings, along with plenty of shopping to accommodate its growing residential base. Today, Shadyside is home to a variety of cultural and educational amenities, including Mellon Park, the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, and Chatham University. Its blend of the past and the present, coupled with a diverse population, historic homes, and a vibrant shopping scene, makes Shadyside one of the most desirable city neighborhoods for residents and visitors alike.